Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, March 7th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and science. But first, you'll be interested to know 148 years ago, today, in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell received a patent for the telephone. The invention of the telephone obviously transformed communication globally. But not many people know, the inspiration came from his hearing-impaired wife and mother pushing him to pioneer in the field. Despite controversies, Bell's establishment of the Bell Telephone Company, now AT&T, and his 18 communications patents solidified his legacy. And now that we've learned a little sum-sum, it's time for the surf report. Thursday brings a modest increase in waves due to a fresh west-northwest swell, with some spots experiencing thigh to waist-high waves, with the better northwest exposures reaching chest to shoulder high. Morning conditions are slow and mushy, with light and variable west-northwest onshore wind. Afternoon wind turn onshore everywhere. Friday and beyond, expect a mix of west to northwest swell with light, favorable wind and rideable waves, though nothing exceptional is anticipated. The surf scene will continue to see activity with a focus on higher latitude storm tracks, potentially bringing small to fun-sized swells for well-exposed areas from Sunday onwards. Thursday in Encinitas and North County, it's 2 to 3 feet and looking rough in the afternoon, with nothing but the choppy chop for miles. You might be able to sneak in a couple wobbly pops before noon, with your best shot at 6, with a peaking 6-foot high tide and a west-southwest swell of 3.4 feet at 7 seconds. The first high tide Thursday will be 6 feet at 6:30 a.m., with a -1-foot low tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and 54 degrees with little wind. The sunset will take place at 5:51, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:06. It looks like we're in for some showers before 10 a.m., followed by cloudy conditions that will gradually become mostly sunny, with a high near 59. The west wind will be 5 to 15 mile per hour, and the chance of rain is 20%. Tonight, expect it to be mostly cloudy, with a low around 53. Looking ahead in the weather. From Friday to Monday, expect sunny to mostly sunny skies, with consistent highs around 60 degrees. Nights will be mostly clear to cloudy, with temperatures in the low to mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, San Diego's Dexcom has achieved a first in the U.S. by securing FDA clearance for Stelo, a wearable, over-the-counter continuous glucose monitor. This summer, the Stelo device will be available without needing a prescription, offering a new level of accessibility for glucose monitoring. Targeted at adults over 18 who aren't on insulin and do not have problematic hypoglycemia, Stelo can be worn for up to 15 days. The device works in tandem with a smartphone app, providing glucose level updates every 15 minutes, aiding in diabetes and weight management. FDA's clearance is seen as a significant step towards health equity allowing more people to monitor their glucose without medical oversight. Now on to sports. Steve Garvey, former Major League Baseball MVP, has advanced to face Democratic Rep. Adam Schiff in California's U.S. Senate general election. Running as a Republican, Garvey was a late entry in the jungle primary, but received strategic support from Schiff's campaign. Garvey, known for his 19-season baseball career and World Series win, has not garnered endorsements from his ex-teammates. Despite the challenge, Garvey is inspired by Tommy Lasorda's "You Gotta Believe" mantra, aiming for an upset in a Democratic stronghold. Last night in the NBA, the Clippers on the road beat the Rockets 122-116. And the Lakers at home lost to the Kings 130-120. Also last night in National Hockey, the Ducks at home beat the Senators 2-1. Tonight, it's the Kings' turn to take on the Senators from home. In top news, a check signed by Steve Jobs in 1976 to pay an Apple phone bill is currently up for auction, providing a unique piece of tech history. This check, dated July 8, 1976, is from the early days of Apple, offering insight into the company's modest beginnings. Issued to Pacific Telephone, the check for $201.41 features Jobs' signature and is preserved in very fine condition. The auction piece resonates with collectors, given its connection to Jobs and the pre-iPhone era of Apple. Bidding is open until March 21st, with a price already surpassing $15,000, a testament to its value among enthusiasts. In business news, Bank of America set a new record in 2023. Securing 644 U.S. patents, focusing on advancements in information security, AI, and machine learning. With an impressive tally of almost 7,000 patents or pending applications globally, over 800 are dedicated to AI, involving inventors across 42 U.S. states and 14 countries. The bank's patented technologies, including its virtual assistant, Erica, aim to improve customer financial management. Bank of America patents also cover programming, online and mobile banking, and payment technologies, reflecting its broad innovation spectrum. Annually investing $12 billion in technology, the bank plans to dedicate $3.8 billion to new tech initiatives this year, underlining its commitment to innovation. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is currently just over $66,000. Ethereum is nearing $4,000. And Solana is $138. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Saildrone has launched its first Surveyor autonomous vessel, designed for Navy testing, marking a new era in ocean intelligence gathering. The Saildrone 3000, a 20-meter vessel with an aluminum hull, offers durability and cost-effectiveness, differentiating it from its fiberglass and carbon predecessors. Chosen for its robustness, the aluminum hull enables mass production addressing the scale limitations of composite production in the U.S. Saildrone's vessels are key to collecting high-resolution ocean data, aiding in climate science, logistics, law enforcement, and military applications. The Navy sees these uncrewed vehicles, like the Saildrone Surveyor, as essential for freeing crewed vessels for other critical tasks, emphasizing their role in automated observation. While not intended for combat, these vessels contribute significantly to surface and undersea intelligence, including anti-submarine warfare, without being weaponized. And in entertainment news, Bob Iger, Disney's CEO, has signaled a major shift in Marvel's strategy, emphasizing quality over quantity for the MCU's future. During a Morgan Stanley conference, Iger revealed that Disney has already canceled some Marvel projects deemed not strong enough, prioritizing the franchise's integrity. Despite reductions in Marvel's film and TV output, Iger remains positive, expressing confidence in the team and the content being produced. Uncertainty looms over several anticipated Marvel TV series, with projects like Ironheart and Armor Wars potentially at risk amid this strategic realignment. This move may affect the MCU's willingness to take creative risks, yet aims to ensure future offerings maintain high standards and engage audiences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, to help us all through the dreary weather, here's some wise words from the great character in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Jess Spicoli.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
And that's a wrap for this morning. Remember to stay tuned tomorrow for more news and updates. Have an amazing day, my good friends.